Better Safe Than Sorry, episode 38, Pregnancy, Booze, and Prenatal Babies. On this episode of Better Safe Than Sorry, Booze and Prenatal Babies. Can pregnant women safely consume alcohol without causing serious health risks for their fetus in utero? And which is worse for mommy's prenatal infants? Regular but light casual drinking, or infrequent but heavy binge drinking? Hi folks, I'm Jimmy Banter. On this week's edition of Better Safe Than Sorry, where each episode we discuss different kinds of risky health-related behavior, we're tackling the tipsy topic of drinking during pregnancy. You know, my mom occasionally gave me a couple shots of rum when I was a crying baby, and I cried a lot. She said it soothed me when I had colic, and hey, I turned out just fine. Right? But she told me she didn't touch a drop of liquor from when she started trying to get pregnant until several months after I was born, so I'm totally in the clear. I hope. But what about all the millions of women in the alcohol drinking world who have a sip or two of some alcoholic brew now and then? Is it really so bad? To help us answer that question, this evening we have appearing on our podcast special three guests. From the Center of Research on Infant and Early Childhood Development, the esteemed professor Dr. Rick Monroe, who specializes in cases of fetal alcohol syndrome and fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. Also joining us tonight, we have two lovely mothers, Judy, a retired grandmother with three grown children of her own, and Christina, a young college grad who is currently in the third trimester of her first pregnancy. Christina, Dr. Rick, Judy, good evening, and thanks ever so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Nice to meet you, Judy.
Hey, that's great. So, we want to figure out tonight if, when it comes to drinking and pregnancy, it's truly better to be safe than sorry. Christina, let's start by asking you to share your story with us. What was your experience with alcohol before and after you got pregnant?
Well, I'm 6 months pregnant now, but the line between before and after my pregnancy is kind of blurry. I only found out I was pregnant when I took a home pregnancy test after I missed two periods. I was now planning to get pregnant. I was so shocked when I found out I was pregnant that I didn't even stop to think about the amount of alcohol I consumed during those 2 months. A few times during those first couple of months after I became pregnant, I did something that used to be pretty normal for me. I'd go out after a long week of work and studying and hit up some bars and clubs with my girls.
Oh, I see. And how much did you typically drink when you went out with your lady friends?
Oh, I don't know. Usually quite a lot. I didn't really drink during the weekdays. So when me and my friends went out on Friday or Saturday night, we liked to drink plenty of shots before we went out to the bar and drank many more drinks throughout the night.
So you're telling us that you were an occasional binge drinker who went hard on the hooch, but only sometimes.
Yeah.
How occasionally was that, Christina?
About 2 or 3 weekends a month. I mean, I would stop drinking if I knew I was gonna get pregnant. I feel awful about it. I'm really anxious about any possible harm I might have done to my baby.
Well, I'm no specialist, but I think you've got to put things into perspective, dear. You see, when I was young and pregnant, back in those days, in the place where I grew up, we didn't worry so much about casual drinking during pregnancy. A lot of my friends were light to moderate drinkers, and a few abstained completely. But you know, many of us didn't stop the drinking even when we knew we were pregnant. We weren't aware of all the risks that most people know today.
Now, Judy, you had three children. Did you drink during all of their pregnancies?
Yeah, I drank pretty lightly when I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, but during my first two pregnancies, I pretty often had a drink or two. you know, a glass of wine with dinner, a couple martinis or cocktail drinks every so often. That is when I was pregnant with my third. But during the first two pregnancies, my drinking was a lot more regular. I didn't drink as hard and fast as Christina and her friends do. I would drink several from late afternoon into evening. But sometimes I overdid it and drank till I blacked out. I'd wake up the next day with a blanket on me on the couch with a hangover.
Oh wow, so you went pretty hard too sometimes. Why did you drink less during your third pregnancy?
Well, sadly, my no-good alcoholic husband left me around the time he found out I was pregnant with my third child. And so following his departure, with him not around to help with the kids, and without his influence on me to drink so much, I cut way down on the drinking. Also, well, my first boy, he was a funny kid, a bit of a goofball, very sweet, but he definitely had the, what do they call it now, the ADHD? Oh boy. He was so hyperactive, he was practically bouncing off the walls, but he was great at sports and a fun kid to be around, and he's done quite well in life. My second son, on the other hand, little Nikki, he was, well, we think that maybe he showed signs of, well, you know, of me drinking too much. The doctor said he showed some noticeable signs of fetal alcohol syndrome.
Oh, well, I hope that went all right for little Nikki and for your family. You know, I think it's time we could ask the doctor some questions. We can clarify some of these questions by asking the professor here, Dr. Rick Monroe, and I'm happy, of course, to be able to interview an expert in infant development psychology and an expert on the effects of alcohol drinking during pregnancy. Dr. Monroe has done extensive research on the impact that drinking alcohol has on infants during the pregnancy of the mother. Professor Rick, thank you again for coming in today, and could you tell us about your findings?
Hi, yeah, thanks for inviting me. My laboratory research on the influence of alcohol consumption of infants' cognitive and growth developments.
So, talking about the impacts of alcohol consumption on infants' brain developments and cognitive functions, could you explain the exact impacts that alcohol has on infants' cognitive development?
Well, based on the collective research conducted in our laboratory, we found that the amount of alcohol consumption is negatively associated with the cognitive development of infants. More specifically, the research done on the effect of prenatal exposure on infant mental development by Testa et al. In 2003, and a more recent 2012, effects of binge drinking on infant growth and development in an Inuit sample by Fraser et al. In 2003, Testa stated that three levels of average drinking exposure to alcohol during pregnancy, less than one drink per day, 1 to 2 drinks per day, and 2 or more drinks per day, was associated with significantly lower mental development index scores among 12 to 13 months. Mental development index measures the cognitive development of early infants, including sensory discrimination, hand-eye coordination, object permanence, and rudimentary problem-solving abilities. Compared to other levels of average daily exposure during pregnancy, binge drinking correlates with fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, which cause dysmorphic development of the children resulting in birth defects, and also have a wide range of negative cognitive behavioral outcomes which manifest in children with these disorders as they mature. These negative outcomes include low nonverbal IQ, poor attention, and behavioral problems. Binge drinking is also associated with infants' development of visual acuity and cognitive development at 6 months of age.
I see.
Interestingly, in 2012, Fraser found that there's a gender difference in terms of cognitive difference in the influence of alcohol on infants, and it is found that the cognitive development of boys actually suffers more than the girls, especially in naming vocabulary and picture similarities.
Fascinating.
In terms of timing alcohol exposure, it is found that drinking in the first trimester increases infants' chances of getting fetal alcohol spectrum disorders by 12 times. Drinking during the first and second trimester increases chances of getting fetal alcohol spectrum disorders by 61 times, and drinking in all trimesters increases infants' chances of getting fetal alcohol spectrum disorders by 65 times.
65 times? That's a heck of a lot. Wow, I mean, I had no idea. Doctor, thank you for all this meaningful information, and our listeners, I'm sure, are much more enlightened. If any of our listeners still have doubts about the safety versus risk factors of drinking alcohol while pregnant, well, the research findings you've gathered here have provided essential advice for pregnant mothers about the dangers of prenatal alcohol exposure. Now, Professor, could you explain some of the impacts of alcohol on infants' physical growth development?
Well, timing is everything, as they say. There was research done on the effect of maternal alcohol consumption on fetal growth and preterm birth by O'Leary, Italian, 2009, stating that the timing of alcohol exposure plays an important factor on gestational age. And compared to four different time points before pregnancy in trimesters 1, 2, and 3, the odds of babies being born small for gestational age was double for mothers drinking 2 drinks per week in the first trimester. Low levels of alcohol consumption in the first trimester have increased the odds of babies being born preterm and small for gestational age. In terms of the amount of alcohol consumption, all levels of drinking, low to high levels of drinking, and binge drinking is associated with reduced birth weights in infants. However, higher levels of prenatal alcohol exposure and binge drinking is associated with small for gestational age infants and preterm birth. Preterm birth was associated with moderate and high levels of prenatal alcohol consumption for the group of women who ceased drinking before the second trimester.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but for me, this is all a lot to take in and digest. Now, we had these mothers as our guests tonight, and they are both wondering, I'm sure, about the potential effects that alcohol had on their children and the development of their children in utero. Rick, do you think that young Nikki, for instance, may have been at more risk for fetal alcohol syndrome? And what are the risks for Christina's developing prenatal infants now?
Well, there is a higher chance for Nikki to develop fetal alcohol syndrome because, as stated by May et al. In 2013, maternal alcohol consumption producing fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, drinking in all trimesters increases infants' chance of getting fetal alcohol spectrum disorder by 65 times, as stated before. Based on Christina's description of her binge drinking habits during pregnancy, the chance of Christina's developing prenatal infant is high because higher levels of prenatal alcohol exposure and binge drinking is associated with small for gestational age infants and preterm birth. Both drinking and high levels of drink alcohol exposure negatively impacts the cognitive development and growth of infants because both drinking habits positively correlate with decreased future mental functioning, preterm birth, and small for gestational age infants. Based on the previous studies mentioned, evidence does show that binge drinking causes similar results to developing infants as high levels for gradual alcohol exposure.
So that's really interesting, because at the start of our show, I would have thought that there were more risks, or that the risk would be more acute for someone who participated in binge drinking in their first trimester. And then I was wondering if maybe it would be worse for Judy's children because, you know, Judy was a heavy drinker. But doctor, you've clearly answered many questions today that I'm sure our podcast listeners have wondered about. And I'd like to thank you once again for joining us. Also, thank you to Judy and Christina for sharing your interesting tales of motherhood and drinking. Well, there you have it, folks. The results are in. Heavy drinking during any of the trimesters, should definitely be avoided by pregnant moms. And binge drinking, although less frequent, is just as harmful to your developing baby. And so, once again, we've answered a common question about risky behavior. And when it comes to mixing booze with pregnancy, it's better to be safe than sorry. Thank you, folks. We'll see you next time.